And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys and our banter back and forth.
Yeah, let's talk about mushrooms. Jop has actually convinced me. If I got him hooked on Dutch ovens, he got me hooked on mushrooms.
Right.
Here's to you, babe.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Here's
Thank
to you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. I love me some
did
shrooms.
Did I say babe?
I always say that at the beginning of the show. What's cooking, baby?
A couple deer camps will do it.
Yeah, right. Hey, wait a minute.
Speaking of deer camp, I sold my land yacht.
Yeah, what the hell?
I know.
I didn't even get a chance to stay in it. It was last year you invited your better friends, and now I was like,
maybe if I start talking early,
I can get a spot. No, it's gone.
I'm going to buy something else, but I think I'm going to get something I can tow. Because it's much easier just to tow a unit up and leave it. So I'm looking for...
Here we go. Now he's going to need a new truck, too.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Although my Jeep's paid off, I'd hate to think about having a car payment.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, I'm probably going to get a travel trailer of some sort. Anyway, so I sold the land yacht. Yeah, she's gone. So all that work it needed is somebody else's now.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Garlic mushrooms. There's a lot of ways you can do mushrooms. I mean, they're like tofu.
Not anything like tofu. I'm sorry. No, I disagree.
Well, they are kind of a...
They're a little spongy and they'll absorb flavor.
Yeah.
I'll give you the commonality there. Beyond that, there's nothing like
They're
tofu.
Not a protein, are they? They're a fungus.
Right. Among us. They are. But no, but...
So if you want to saute some onions, there's a great recipe here with some lemon juice, parsley, olive oil, garlic, and pepper, and then a pound of large... I like the white mushrooms because you can get them readily.
Mm-hmm. They call them many names, cremini, baby bella... But the brown ones, I think, have a little more flavor than the white ones, and I try to go after those. But either one of them are fine.
I think this spring I would like to hook up with somebody that knows morels.
You know who that is?
No,
it's our buddy Brad from Garrett's Appliance.
Really?
Yo, he is a mushroom expert.
Brad Ensing?
Yes, mushroom expert. I'm not.
So
blowing,
he can.
I'm not blowing fungus up his tail. He is a mushroom expert. He absolutely is.
He's
a guy that will go around and find stuff that's like you and I'd walk by because it looks like something that you shouldn't touch, and he'll pull it off a log and eat it.
Anyway, so there's one recipe. Now, if you're in a jam, depending on what you're going to use the mushrooms for, shish kebabs comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
I love me some big fat mushrooms.
Well, let's talk about that, though, because you got to be careful with them. They break.
Yes.
So here's my tip.
Got to be big.
Right. They got to be big and soak them in water for about 5 minutes.
Wrong.
Before you put them on the skewer.
Wrong.
No, man.
Nope. Marinate them in Charlie Jabor's shish kebab recipe.
Right. All I was trying to do is get liquid in the mushroom.
That. I understand
to,
that.
To get it so that when you skewer it, it doesn't bust up.
Now, we used to do mushrooms in Hawaii, and we would pick them. But I don't remember how the rest of the story went.
Yeah,
anyway,
right.
So if you're going to do some...
I used to buy them from a guy down the hall. Yeah, in my dorm.
In the projects.
Right.
So back to earth. If you get some mushrooms, whatever type you get, you can use our... If you go on thegrillingguys.com and look up Charlie Jabor shish kebab, get that marinating recipe... and put your mushrooms in there. And here's the key. Marinating mushrooms is a trick because they want to float.
Right.
So you have to get the right size container, and you have to hold your hand on them, and you got to pour the marinade in and then put a top on them so they're compressed.
Right.
Because they'll all want to float. They're all trying to survive the Titanic.
Right. But the key there is you want them submerged.
Yes.
Right? You don't want them to float. So you put enough in there so that when you put the jar lid on, that they are all under.
Now,
little onion in there, maybe?
Mrs. Barbecue Bob bought some really cool Rubbermaid containers recently. They're new style. And they've got these, like, hermetically designed tops. So you can compress the top, flip the latches on them, put your marinade in there, and then flip the container over. It won't leak. You have to, when you're marinating it, you got to keep flipping it. A Ziploc bag would work even better, actually.
Well, if you can get the air out of it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
You can suck it out.
You know what? I have one of those containers. You left it at my house. You brought over something for me to try, and I've washed it 3 or 4 times after we've used it.
Yeah,
after we used it.
You forgot.
Over and over, and I forgot to give it back to you.
Yeah, see, I told you you forgot.
But so you have one less of those at your house than you really think you have.
You know what? They sell them at
Why sell them? I can get them from your house.
They sell them at Target.
Yeah.
It's really easy.
Right.
Back to Target.
Hey, I at work this week, I got a little shipment in. I won a contest last year in 2020. There are shipping prizes in 2021, and it's something that you have one of that now I have one. And I'm interested in talking about it. It's called a solo fire pit, S-O-L-O.
Solo can,
right.
S-O-L-O.
Yeah, and it's stainless
steel.
It's
awesome.
Well, that's what you've always said, but I got one. It's like maybe 24 inches across.
Oh, you got the big one.
Yeah.
And they love you.
Right. And
come with the bag?
Yeah, yep.
All it needs is a lid.
Right. And
they don't
you can
make
buy
lids
those.
For them.
No, they do. They buy
you I
can
need
buy
a lid
them now because, you know, you get the literature. It's like buying anything, you read about it. But I got this new, it's a fire pit. Is really what it is, but it's made to burn real wood.
If you look at thegrillingguys.com, punch in on the search bar S-O-L-O, you'll see where I actually wrote a review for those people years ago when they first came out, and of course they conveniently let me keep the unit I tested for.
Well, yeah. See, Jop, 5 years later, has a solo stove because he had to work his off
to
earn one.
No,
Bob,
just
writes a little review and they
say,
wait.
You scammed everybody's points
I tell you what, I've sat around that solo stove.
We have it on our front porch. It's covered. We have it on the front porch, and Maureen loves that.
It's a little. It's a smaller fire. It's not like a fire pit in your backyard.
Yeah, but it'll blow you out in heat.
Right, because of the way it's engineered. Right.
Awesome engineering. It's got a reburn. It doesn't smoke.
Right.
It's got like a reburn.
Yep. There's air in the bottom, and then it funnels air up to the top of the flame before it comes out the top of the little.
And that design was kind of what I incorporated into your trailer smoker.
Right. You need to get a little more incorporation because we need more heat out of that trailer smoker.
And we're gonna take care of it.
All right. But anyway, all right, we're near the end, thank God.
And we still have 2 beers left.
And Plaid Habit has been good to me. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law. A man is allowed to scream only when he's caught off guard and bitten by a large, deadly animal.
Right. You know what? I scream like a schoolgirl when I see a snake.
Do you?
Oh, man, I just don't like snakes.
Schoolgirl? I like schoolgirls.
I understand, but they scream a little bit, you know. And I am not. No, that's not creepy.
I got to tell you a funny one. So last night I'm going to bed. My wife's sister is over. And, of course, they'll stay up till 3
or
4
in the
morning.
So now you're going creepy.
They'll stay 3 or 4 in the morning. They'll stay up watching. I don't know what they were watching. But I was down in my man cave on BitChute. Watching videos, and I came upstairs, I filled my glass, I go down the hall, lock the garage door, lock the front door, and I came up behind her on the sofa, and
who?
My wife.
Okay.
And put my hand on her face to give her a kiss, and she bolted and screamed. It was so good. I did all this, she didn't even know I was around.
Right.
Okay. You want to rob somebody? Rob my wife.
Sneaky Bob.
Totally.
Sneaky Bob. So this weekend, Bob, no, actually later today, our friend Chaz, the Baritone of Beer.
You going to do it?
And his internationally famed ice fishing team are hosting a Boy Scout outing out on Reed's Lake in Grand Rapids here.
They really are internationally famous.
They are. And I'm going to go out, and I got me 150 hot dogs. And we're going to grill some dogs for the little Boy Scouts that are coming out. It's such a cool event because moms and dads and kids all come out there, and we provide them with fishing equipment.
Were you in Boy Scouts?
Yes, I was.
Were you?
Yeah, I never achieved much, but I was in
me
it.
Me neither, but I loved it.
I got a bunch of buddies.
Did you do the Klondike Derby?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah,
Where'd you go?
What? Just a long lake in down by Shartucky.
So it was in the dead of winter.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was your event?
What we did a camping trip and we
no,
had
what
to
did
go,
you have to do?
What did I have to? Well, I had to do all of this.
You
come
never
on.
You never
quit derailing me. I want to tell about
never
the good
guess
thing I'm
what
doing.
I had to do.
Well, you know what? We're going to find out.
We're going
to
find
Bob,
out.
What did you have to do?
I had a cast iron skillet.
Surprise.
And what
so,
I had to
so
do.
So this affliction goes way back to childhood.
This I just figured this out. That's why it's so cool. Okay, I had to fry a pancake. And I had to pull it off the fire and flip the pancake up in the air over a stick, like a limbo stick, you know, do the limbo.
I had
I had to flip the pancake over this stick and have it land batter side down in the frying pan. Guess what?
How many times?
First time.
Oh, come on.
First time,
Not
baby.
Not buying it.
First time. We
Not
slept in the
it.
Snow.
No. Not buying
we slept
it. That
in the
I'll
snow.
Believe. You're flipping a pancake over a branch and
Wait
catching it in a pan.
Wait a minute.
Not.
Dude.
Not.
Dude.
No.
Look at me. Come on.
Right.
Cast iron?
No.
Cooking
not
food?
Not buying it.
My natural.
Not buying it.
Oh, you're such a baby.
Not buying it. But anyway,
I will
this
fry
isn't
you
about,
any day in the snow.
This isn't about you or me. This is about the Boy Scouts. They're coming out. They're going to learn how to ice fish. Chaz and his buddies. Brought all the ice fishing equipment.
Reed's
all
Lake.
I'm going to do, yeah, Reed's Lake, Michigan. All I'm going to do is be out there and cook them some dogs. I got a little side of chili on the side. We'll have some chips, some water.
Nothing wrong with a dog,
no,
baby.
No, they'll enjoy it.
So what are you going to grill it on?
If the health department is listening, by the time you hear this, my dogs are cooked, baby. So
well, they're cooked when you got them.
Right.
Okay.
They are.
Earth
they
to
are.
Health department.
Right. Exactly.
So you're going to use your tech infrared?
I am. I'm taking the tech on the sled to the lake. With a table.
Need a mule?
What?
Need
yeah.
a mule?
Yeah. Bring her down. That'd make it a lot easier because I huff and puff, man.
All right,
I'm dragging all that stuff behind me.
I can't take a motorhome, but I can take a mule.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And I can tune a piano.
All right. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. You can tell it's been a while since we've been on the radio together. This was a little bit of a train wreck, but hey, you know what? If you got to ride a train, there's no better train to ride than ours.
And if you're out and about and you want to take a nice road trip, Friday nights from 5 to 7, they're doing beer tastings at Showboat Spirits downtown Lowell. And Joel Oudbeer and his wife. His wife is a doll, by the way.
She's all doll, and he's not out of beer.
She's a doll, and she plays the piano. You need to go out and see these people because they are like the spirit of America. They're building a business, and they're just wonderful people to get to know.
All right. We appreciate you tuning in each every week. Thanks for tolerating us. It's been a little bit of fun for us. I hope it was for you, too. We'll talk with you next week.